This morning, as we try to bring you the everlasting, eternal Word of God, I'd like for us to think about some of the claims and demands the Lord Jesus Christ made upon His sheep or His children when He was here in the world. You hear so much about the love of God and the grace of God, but the Lord made some firm claims and demands upon His children and His disciples when He was here in the world that you don't hear very much about. But if there ever was a time that each one needed to search the Word of God and let the Word of God jump up and meet him in the face and then try to put it in practice in his life, I think it's now, lest you be deceived. I know over in the 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, after Paul had wrote that letter to the Corinthians and warned them about all their sins and shortcomings, he ends his letter with a terrible statement that everybody ought to memorize. And here's what it says in the 22nd verse of the 16th chapter. He tells them Corinthians, and that comes down to you and me this morning, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. In other words, let him go to hell after all that the Lord Jesus Christ has did for us when he came into the world, because he came to save his children or his sheep from their sins. He died in your and my place, and he was buried in our grave so we wouldn't have to die and be buried, and our souls wouldn't have to go into that grave. And he's out yonder preparing a place for us in eternity beyond this life. Why shouldn't he demand that you and me, as his sheep or his children, love him and serve him as we go down through this world? Because one of the commandments is the first commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, is what the God of the Old Testament demanded of his children. And that's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ demands of you and me as we go down through the world. And it's really something serious to think about as we're journeying down on towards the long ages of eternity, and soon you and me's going to have to be out yonder in the judgment to meet the Lord, to give an account of the things that we do and say as we go down through the world. I'd like to read you over in the first chapter of James what James says in his letter here. The first chapter, 22nd verse said, and it comes down to you and me this morning, be ye doers of the word. In other words, we need to be doers of putting it in practice in our lives and not let Satan catch it away, but let it sink deep into our minds and our conscience and put it into practice day by day as we live in this world. He said, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. If you just go to church on Sunday and hear the Word of God and it don't affect your life through the week, you're just deceiving your own selves according to the Word of God here. You go to church Sunday after Sunday and just only deceiving your own self if you don't put the Word of God into practice in your own life according to the Word of God. And the Word of God is going to stand forever. Listen what else he says about being a hearer of the Word of God. For if any man be a hearer of the Word and not a doer, He is likened unto men beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. I fear that in these evil days we're living in now, that you remember in the story of the seed and the sower, where Satan catches the word of God out of the hearts and minds of people. And I feel like he's standing at the back, at the door of a lot of churches, just catching the word out. As the people go out, they come and sing with their minds and their hearts as far away from God, like it was in the Old Testament, just before he destroyed the nation of Israel. But listen to the 25th verse. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty, look into the perfect word of God, and continue therein. And the Bible said about us continuing to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ by not only hearing it, but putting it in practice in our own lives. He being not a forgetful hero. You need to examine your own life as you go in and out to church and see whether you are a serious hearer of the word of God, but are a forgetful hearer. The next Sunday you forgot about everything happened last the Sunday before. He said, but a doer of the work, he that goes out and put it into practice in his life, this man shall be blessed in his deed or in his life. As he hears the word of God and goes out and puts it into practice in his own life. And he goes on down here to tell us some of the things I'll read you that you and me must put into practice in our life in the 26th and 27th verse. He said, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridled not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. My, wouldn't it be awful to end your life and find that you had had a vain, deceitful religion and deceived yourself like the five foolish virgins and find out you was forever and eternally lost in the end? And I've sat beside of people dying that would have been religious, going to church all their life, and find out that they are forsaken by God when they're going out into eternity. Some of the saddest experiences I've had in my life. But listen, what pure religion, a religion that people puts into action. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. Here's the thing we can put in practice in our life. To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. Minister to the needs of people round about us. And my, I visited around in some of these apartments here in Kings Mountain. You can find them full of widow women. A lot of them just longing for somebody to talk to. What if God does demand that we go out and visit the fathers and the widows if we say we are his children? And I grew up a little fatherless boy myself, and I found out there's a lot of promises in the Bible to the fatherless children that was coming down through this world, and that was comforting to me when I was a little boy. To visit the fathers and widows in their afflictions, and listen to this other statement, and to keep himself unspotted from the things of this world, to live a separate life. And the Lord always has and always will demand that his children be a peculiar people, separated from the natural people of the world that's going about to satisfy the natural desires of the flesh and crucifying the things of the spirit. It's really serious business as you and me live here in this world, journeying on out to the long ages of eternity. And let me be beg you this morning to become a hearer and read the Word of God and be serious about it and try to live it day by day while we journey down through this world. Because soon we're going to have to go out into eternity to meet God, to give an account of what we did with His Word as we journeyed down through this world. Over in the 7th chapter of Matthew, where the Lord Jesus Christ closed that wonderful Sermon on the Mount, He told all of His listeners this. Listen to what He tells His disciples. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine, in other words, whosoever hears these words of mine, and He laid some strong demands and claims upon His disciples and you and me in this sermon. He said, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'll liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. He had put the Word of God into practice in his life, and he was secure upon the rock of ages, regardless of the storm, the rain, and the wind. Because of the Holy Spirit's indwelling you and you're a doer of the Word of God and not a hearer only, you have a comforter and a guide in the person of the Holy Spirit, and you'll be saved for time and for all eternity. You'll be founded upon the rock of ages, but listen, just the opposite. And everyone, that includes you and me, that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, is a forgetful hearer, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. You like the foolish virgin, that's what they did. They went down through the world, hearing the Word of God. Religious virgins seemed they live a good moral life, but they found out when it was forever and eternally too late that they didn't have the Spirit of God and they hadn't been putting the Word of God into practice in their lives. And if there was a time as we're hastening on to the long ages of eternity that you need to examine yourself, your life before the eternal Word of God, and be sure first that you've been born of the Spirit of God and your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit, and that then you're putting the Word of God into practice by doing the thing that He commands us in His holy, everlasting, eternal Word of God. We need to be busy out doing the thing that He commanded us to do if we're going to be able to stand the test of time in this world and be able to stand yonder at the judgment. And wouldn't it be awful to be condemned yonder in the judgment and think that you admit was a Christian, was ready to go to heaven? And over in John, the 10th chapter, 27 and to 29, the Lord Jesus Christ demanded, He said, "My sheep hear my voice, And the Lord demands that we hear his word. And he said, my sheep hear my voice. They follow me. I give unto them eternal life. What a wonderful thing it is to be a child of God or sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ and to be hearing his still small voice down in our conscience and hearing his word and following him down through life, trying to do the thing that he commanded his children to do here in this world. Then he said, all those that follow me, hear my voice and follow me. He said, I give unto them eternal life. We can feel safe as we journey along through life, as long as we hear his voice and we follow him. And my doctrine along the way of life, the very closest that you can live to the Good Shepherd is not close enough, because Satan's out here a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour. And if you follow afar off, you'll find that you'll be devoured by him if you don't mind here in this world. And another thing the Lord Jesus Christ demanded of his disciples over in Mark, the 8th chapter, 38th verse. Everybody ought to read this. I was talking the other day to a man. He thought he could just live anyway, and he was going to heaven when he died. I asked him about this verse that I'm going to read to you. The Lord demanded that we be not ashamed of him before this evil and wicked generation we're living in now. He said, if you're ashamed of me in this wicked and sinful generation that we're going down through now, he said, I'll be ashamed of you when I come in to my kingdom, come back to judge this world. This is a terrible statement, but everyone listening to me needs to memorize it and to go out and put it into practice and always be willing to tell people the reason of the hope and be not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. I told this person, I said, you think the Lord Jesus Christ is in the habit of telling stories? I said, he'd have to tell one if he let you go down through the world and live just like you want to and be ashamed of him in this world, if he wasn't ashamed of you when he comes back in all of his glory with his holy angels. And wouldn't that be awful to end your life up in the Lord Jesus Christ that I never knew you? I'm ashamed of you, the way you live down through this world. So let me beg each one listening to me that we not might become hearers of the word of God and go out and be a doer of the word, that we might be a light to this lost and dying world that's headed for the long ages of eternity, that we might live so we'll hear when the Lord comes back in all his glory, hear those blessed words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And he'll not be ashamed of us then. So that's my prayer for each one as I bring this to a close.